The Sentai Review, Episode 29, 1999, Super Sentai.
Welcome to Fandom Night! It's Morphin time! William Bush and Reploid Bill!
Channel 3 Proto Guy!
Scott Action Jackson?
That was some weak sauce!
Nick, the Paladin! Fuck you, bitch!
I like how he's like, yeah, I'm changing. Okay. First,
my expletives.
We are moving forward in the Sentai costume reviews.
And I just woke up.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone.
Shane is about to butcher this name.
Woo!
1999.
And here we go. Q Sentai Go Go V.
Well, V or 5.
I'm gonna go with V.
Sounds better. Yeah.
Go Go 5.
Awesome.
Go-go-V. Yeah. Sorry, butchered it.
Check these guys
Go-go
out.
This is our. In America, this was Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch Lightspeed Rescue.
I saw one episode.
You saw when they got everyone together?
No.
No?
No, it was like way in the middle where there was like evil guys living under the streets or something.
Before we even go with the talking
about... And they drive fire trucks and shit?
Yep. I want to tell
you... Didn't like that Zord idea.
Before we talk about their costumes, I want everyone to know that I have watched the first episode of every single American Ranger, all the way up to the newest one right now.
Including Walker, Texas.
Yes. Yes. That was above my head.
Maybe I think I should go back to bed. I mean, that nap was kind of nice. I don't think I slept long enough for that.
But no. So I know a little bit about each Ranger series, or at least how they got their abilities, their powers. But
at least the English.
They were all struck by lightning.
Nobody was ever struck by lightning.
They should have been. All
right, well, let's get started, and we're going to start with the colors, just like the last one we did. Pink, green, red, blue, yellow.
But their chest is kind of a reverse of the Mighty Morphin. Instead of diamonds, it's like triangles that cut across their chests.
Yes. Each of them, their gloves and boots, once again, are all the same.
And they have the power of the atom on their belt.
Their belts are all the same.
All got the blue atom symbol thing.
Like Bill said about their chest, with the triangles like stretching across.
They all wear the White Ranger gloves and boots.
Yes. Yes, that's actually a really good comparison, actually. Well, the Pink Ranger is obviously a woman, and the Yellow Ranger looks like he's a dude, so...
Every single one of them has a cross on the helmet, and then the visor is a different shape. Like, yellow is a house. I don't know why. Red is a shield. Green is a piece of pizza. Pink is the piece of pizza that was left. And blue, I don't know what that is.
I'm sorry, guys. These visors are really... The blue is
a coffin.
Well, I actually go to the next one. It'll probably help.
What is this next?
Blue's a coffin.
Oh, I can see their face.
That's Morbid Ranger. So from now on...
I mean, for all intents and purposes, it's kind
if
of a
blue
coffin.
Gets
it's
a coffin.
Like
it's a wide
never shield, technically.
Morbid Ranger.
Okay,
but it's a coffin.
Here's a picture of
this. Especially with the face in there. Jesus, that is creepy. That's Morbid Ranger.
Morbid
right.
Ranger.
Okay, each one of these. Okay, this picture that you guys are seeing here you get to see the actual.
I don't think this
eyes.
Is ours, right?
No, it's, no.
These are their guys.
Topaz Ranger.
The yellow
Topaz Space Ranger.
The Yellow Ranger looks like a girl.
Yeah,
like
we're looking at two girls this time.
Hey! Remind them the Gojin when they got these costumes.
This could be Gokaiger picture.
Okay.
Oh, now that I'm really looking, look at that Red Ranger. I don't know for sure,
there's
but...
A lens flare
there's
right
a lens
the top
flare.
Of his freaking head.
Indicating he's the leader.
I am the leader! Behold! I have a lens flare generator on my helmet!
Next!
Weapons! They all have sword.
They each have a pistol.
I
want to
say they all had guns.
They each have a pistol in their holster that can turn into a sword.
So they
all
have
the
gun,
same.
They have gun blades.
Yeah, they were... Okay, for America,
they were
employed by the United States government as a rescue service.
The Red Ranger was...
They're not actually in charge of fighting monsters. That wasn't the point of the show. The actual point was to develop a team which could respond to emergency situations because the whole world is dealing with kaiju fights every week.
I do know that the Red Ranger is in our series is a fireman.
The blue one might have been a policeman.
I know the Yellow Ranger, when you see her, she's climbing rocks. So...
They might have tried one from every...
The commander, the guy who brought them together, the leader?
Yes.
They're Zordon. The Pink Ranger, that's her dad.
Yeah.
So she's the army kid.
Army brat, there you go.
Army brat.
Best way to put
gotcha.
It. That's so, who the
so
Pink Ranger is.
So that's how she got on the team.
That's how she got... Well, her dad didn't want her on the team. If I'm right... I would have to rewatch the first episode. He was against her being a ranger, but...
But then she threatened to sleep with the entire football team, so...
Oh, my God. Show next! Oh, wow!
Okay.
Is that Pink their ranger. Sixth ranger?
I don't remember
it's
this one in the American
Bill.
Version.
But wait!
I don't. I don't remember even seeing this guy. Now, I did not watch
no,
this series,
no, look
but
at
wow.
Look at that guy!
I'm looking at him!
Was that supposed to be the Bee Ranger?
I don't know what he is.
Stuff coming out of his butt.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well,
what is he, the Bee Ranger?
Like I said, I don't remember this from the American version, so...
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know either. Next, this. I want to see what's up.
Next!
No more that guy. Don't care about that guy. Here's some epic poses with you know, all of our...
fire.
All of our peppermint mints.
Yeah. Yeah,
seriously, what the uniforms look like. Peppermint
next.
Mints.
There's
more peppermint men shooting a giant cannon of doom.
Take it!
Once again, the Red Ranger's holding it. They're all holding his shoulders.
They want to help.
That's not helping.
They're helping by giving him
what
a
what if he falls
massage.
Over?
No, they're giving
it's,
him a shoulder.
What if it's pushing him back?
I can speak today. They're giving him a shoulder massage because that thing is might heavy, Bill. He needs
and the
relaxation.
And the kickback might
well,
be
each of the other Rangers, except for the yellow and green, because they're in the back, they have nobody holding their shoulder.
No, see, yeah, well, they don't need anybody. They're the cornerstones of this here team.
I just noticed...
It sure as heck ain't the army,
I just noticed that all the every time they fire their combined weapon cannon, it's always the Red Ranger holding it.
Next!
He's the leader!
Here's them doing...
Salute!
They salute.
Salute!
Yeah, they're saluting.
Next.
Now they're saluting in the desert.
In the
next.
Desert.
Now they're in a park.
They're about to do some fist pumping.
Now they are trying out for the Jackie Bryant fan club.
Yeah. Ugh. Next.
Now they're walking.
Running. Run and walking.
Walking.
Look at
dude.
How much... Yeah, but look at the Yellow Ranger. Yellow Ranger looks like it has to take a lot bigger strides to keep up with
she
the walking.
She's got shorter legs.
Well, the Blue Ranger is obviously the tallest. That dude...
Yeah, that dude's huge.
He a tall dude.
That's a huge guy.
Yeah, he's actually quite a bit taller than the others,
he's
actually.
He's like, yeah, y'all a bunch of midgets.
Next.
Here's a CG, a computer-generated image of them.
I can see that in, like, a fighting game.
Next!
The Red Ranger got hurt.
Oh, my God! My
he was doing all the work.
Chest burned so bad.
I do like how the green and blue are like, you okay? We're not going to touch you, but you okay?
Yeah.
No. Green's got an elbow in the face.
Blue's going, oh, my God! The Pink Ranger's like, let me hold you. And he's like, I'm hurting, but you're, like, the only chick, I believe. So, yeah.
And she's got pizza.
Yeah.
No, next. She's got topazes.
Smaller pizza.
Yay. Next.
Yay. More fire in the background. The fire. The Green Ranger's pointing.
Green Ranger's saying, look, a distraction.
The Blue Ranger has his hand out. Like he wants to
hide. Heil Zordon!
The Yellow Ranger wants to punch people.
I'ma punch this air!
The red and the pink.
Red next. Is doing his Bruce Lee impression.
I don't know what the Green Ranger's doing.
Two dresses.
Yep. They're all pointing, except the Green Ranger looks like he's going to fall over.
No, Green Ranger is
saluting
there.
And pointing at the same time.
He's practicing for his Broadway show.
They've always got one Ranger doing something crazy in these poses.
Next!
Here's them standing.
Tiny Yellow fire. Is tiny!
Yeah, look at that! Holy crap! Like, you got, like, a little kid in there.
This is not the Yellow we started with, though.
No.
It's just like the last one. This is, I think, a Gokaiger picture.
They're standing in some debris, and the Pink Ranger's in the middle, like, I'll be the leader!
Next!
And we're back.
That was it for these Rangers. We went through this awful quick, so here's my question. Who is the coolest Ranger?
Certainly not the not
B Ranger.
Not whatever the hell he is.
I just told you, it's Steampunk B Ranger.
So far we have one vote for Steampunk B Ranger. Where are you going?
You want to know what his Zord is?
Yeah, I'm sorry, cliche red.
Where are you at?
I'm going with the green pizza helmet Ranger.
Oh, no, that wasn't my vote. It's just, that's what I'm going to call that guy.
So what's your vote?
Nah, it's still going to be the Steampunk Bee Ranger. Who summons the clockwork Bee Zord.
You're playing Bill?
Yeah.
Some sad Rangers.
He comes out
Rangers.
Of a giant beehive.
Red, I guess.
What? The bash on clockwork Beezord?
Yes.
Wow. Sorry guys, we didn't really do this one very we didn't do this one justice.
You're the one who's seen some of the series.
I did.
Should have saved our bacon.
It is now time to rate these Rangers.
We're gonna start with Nick and then go with.
How about we don't start with Nick? Because Nick doesn't know what to give them other than maybe like a 2.5?
There you go, 2.5.
Because B-Ranger. Because I'm going to be depressed if I ever watch this and it's not really a B-Ranger.
2.
What do you give Peppermint Swirl Rangers, Scott?
3.
You delicious like... mint, Bill. What do you want?
2.
Alright. So 2 twos, a 2.5, and a 3.
We're looking at 2.38.
Wow, that's a higher
2.38.
one.
2.38. Could be worse. It could be Baby Vip Rangers.
These Rangers were done real quick and with good reason. I was not very impressed with these guys.
Same here.
We ready to enter the new millennium?
Yes.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.